and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Friday, April 16th, 2021. Today in the news, gold jumped to its highest in over a month this week as the dollar and treasury yields retreated despite better than expected U.S. data, reports CNBC. A massive amount of inflation is certainly on the horizon, and gold is the best asset to own as we start to see what I would consider some historic levels of inflation, said Jeffrey Sicca, founder of Circle Squared Alternative Investments. More price gains in the near term would suggest a market bottom is in place for gold, said Kitco Metals senior analyst Jim Wycliffe. And the silver markets have rallied during trading this week to break above the 50-day moving average, reports FX Empire. If we can break above the recent highs from a couple of months ago, then the market's likely to go much higher. At this point on, the market is likely to see pullbacks as buying opportunities, and therefore it looks as if silver is ready to turn around and go higher, perhaps reaching the $28 an ounce level. The reopening trade suggests that there will be a lot of industrial demand for silver going forward, and that is a major driver. Well, the dramatic growth of the U.S. money supply that began in March of 2020 will do what increases in the money supply always do, reports National Review. First, in the month 1 through 9, it leads to asset price inflation. Then, the second stage, in months 6 through 18, will come a pickup of prices of goods and services and inflation. The recent March year-over-year CPI inflation rate of 2.6% is simply a harbinger of what's coming in the future, more inflation. Well, workers don't share the Democrats' nostalgia for unions, writes Mike Barone at Washington Examiner. It wasn't even close. The final count was 1,798 against and 738 for. That's 71% to 29%. The election in question was held over whether the employees at the Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, wanted to be represented by retail, wholesale, and department store unions. It's no secret that organized labor unions would like to represent employees at big firms like Walmart and Amazon, but it's a bit more of a secret that Democratic politicians want unions to organize these firms. The Biden Democrats' major legislation has been larded up with provisions they hope will promote unionization. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.